The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We were able to come together, I believe, in a way that will help to relieve this terrible tragedy that seems to have befallen our nation's veterans.
This legislation would allow the construction of 26 major medical facility leases in 18 states around the country, and I believe that will help us in many parts of the country in providing the quality, timely care that our veterans deserve.
Perfect time for it on D-Day. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thank goodness, bipartisan cooperation on helping veterans. This, after the lid was completely flipped open with the double list in Phoenix. So finally, something is being done. And I don't know that the ball will be dropped this time around. Shinseki's been gone now for almost 2 weeks. And apologized for ultimately what happened on his watch as Secretary of Veteran Affairs. So once that all gets sorted out, I'm very happy that they're doing whatever they can to come up with legislation to simply help the people who serve. And the timing is good because of the celebration of the 70th anniversary of D-Day and how hard fought that battle was, and how significant, obviously, in wrapping things up. I mean, it's the speeches that have happened, the things that have happened in people's lives as a result of Normandy. It's something you don't forget when you just even listen to someone talk about it, talk about what it was like to be on the beach, to survive it, to see other soldiers being killed, and the amount, the loss in that invasion, and D-Day ultimately being the day that the day of reckoning, the day of wow, finally we can shake our fists and say it's done. 70 years, can you believe it? Coming up this hour of America Tonight, we have a lot of things to jump to, including the fact that we've got some breaking news happening right here as we're on the air. And we don't have a lot of details on this, but an American tourist supposedly now has been detained in North Korea. As more of that becomes available, we will certainly tell you more about that. But why were they there? What was happening? We just know that they supposedly, in North Korea, saying they committed an unspecified crime. The Korean Central News Agency says that they were investigating the American for committing acts, is what they're calling it, inconsistent with the purpose of a tourist visit. So they're saying they weren't a tourist. The American went to Korea on April 29th. The person would be the third American currently held in North Korea. We knew that, right? There's a 24-year-old there being held and being processed for entering the country as a tourist. He is identified as Miller Matthew Todd, and that's probably the reverse way because they do the surname thing first. He entered the country April 10th with a tourist visa before, but tore it up and shadowed that he wanted to seek asylum. So that's what happened in that one. And then the other one we've talked about a bunch here is the Korean-American missionary with a family here, Kenneth Bay. Since November of 2012, Bay was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor for what they're saying, the North Koreans were saying, are hostile acts. In March, North Korea deported an Australian missionary that was detained originally for spreading Christianity in the country after he apologized for anti-state religious acts and requested forgiveness. I can't imagine a worse place to be than doing hard labor in North Korea. Okay, the other thing is the gunman who killed three police officers and wounded two others in Canada is in custody after a day on the run. Remember I was describing what he looked like and what had happened there. So finally this has happened. 2:10 a.m. Friday, which would be 11-something Eastern, 11:10 Eastern. That's what the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are saying. They had told people to be on high alert and to watch out, basically to stay inside their homes. SWAT teams swarmed neighborhoods and surrounded buildings, warning everyone to stay inside, lock the doors, remain calm, and all of that. So the operation unfolded, and they were able to, you know, they surrounded the area, and they were able to ultimately capture the gunman. The victims, sadly, were all officers of the RCMP. The commander for the New Brunswick RCMP talked about as practically or perhaps the darkest day in the history of the Royal Mounted, Royal Canadian Mounted Police. They have not released the names of the officers killed because they're waiting for all family members to be notified. And what a sad, sad thing that is for those families. And three officers killed, three of them killed. Meanwhile, here at home in the United States, if you're listening to us in the United States, because I certainly know we have people listening beyond our borders, another school shooting at a private school, a Christian school, a small one in a very pretty area of Seattle. A 26-year-old goes onto campus, goes into the science and engineering building at Seattle Pacific University, shoots three people, was reloading a shotgun when a student decided, I'm going to spray you with pepper spray, and other students jumped on top of him. So the police came and they were able to haul him off. Which is amazing. How brave and how smart. They just acted immediately as soon as they saw what they could do. They pinned the shooter down. Unfortunately, there was one student that was killed. You have another student who is in critical condition in the hospital, another that's in satisfactory condition at the hospital. People could describe hearing a popping sound, and that was the guns he was shooting. It's sad because you've got a 20-year-old who was declared dead. You've got a 20-year-old woman. I mean, this is so young and critical, as I mentioned, and a 24-year-old man in satisfactory condition. The university president looked at a monitor. They showed him a monitor when all this started to happen, and the security images were horrifying to him. It was Otto Miller Hall where all this took place on this campus. And he says the wonderful thing was he watched what happened with the students as everybody was racing to that area. And there were people in the middle of finals and taking these exams, and he came in and shattered their world. So that's got to be rough news for some of these parents to hear. Seattle Pacific is a Christian school, as I mentioned. Student population, 4,270, and it's in that pretty Queens Anne neighborhood, just 10 miles, 10 minutes, whatever, from downtown Seattle. Unbelievable. Coming up next, what's it like to be a real father? I'll explain what I mean coming up next when we talk to our guest, Richard Greenberg. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the no, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible no hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Coming up next weekend, we will celebrate Father's Day. I know a lot of people are making plans to do things with their fathers. And on this show, we're sharing some significant stories of tremendous fathers and what they went through in raising kids. There is it's an interesting book. It's called Raising Children. I love the title, Raising Children That Other People Like to Be Around. And the man who wrote this, Richard Greenberg, has 4 children. And I bet people like to be around those 4 children. The book is just really a good read. And there have been some crazy things that have happened lately, and it calls into question, are we, it's like that nanny state, are we a nation of wusses when it comes to children and what people are being reported for as child abuse and whatnot with the way they're disciplining their kids, if you will. Richard, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure to be here, Kate. Happy to be on the show.
So let's go into your background. I mentioned that you had 4 children. When you and your wife got together and then you decided, we're going to have a family and you have 4 kids, did you have a plan as to what you wanted to do to raise the kids? Was there a plan of action? Well, geez, what if they act up or what if this happens? Did you lay that out?
Well, I was like 26 years old. We were both young. And in terms of a plan, I had what most parents have, which is the experience of having been raised by my parents. So I kind of had a sense of right and wrong, which I thought I had been given by my parents. It was pretty solid. And I had a pretty good sense of values in terms of, you know, telling the truth and being kind to people. And, you know, I was raised by very strict parents. My dad, you know, smacked me if I was out of line. And, you know, there was sort of a lot of old school discipline going on. And I think that I took those lessons and I tried to apply them to what it was I learned from that and what mattered to me and what didn't matter to me now that I was an adult. And so in terms of a plan, I sort of, you know, looked at the way I was raised. I talked with my wife about the way she was raised, which was very different. You know, as a girl, she was raised in a much gentler world than I was as a boy. You know, boys, I think, you know, my job as a dad, I saw, was to sort of keep my kids toughened up because the world wasn't an easy place to live. And her job as a mom sort of evolved into, you know, giving them a nice soft place to land and making our nest a comfortable place. I mean, those are pretty old-fashioned values, but sort of our agreement was that she would spend the first 3 or 4 years working with our kids and working on our kids. And then she has a business as a landscape designer. But when we first started out, she was a teacher, which I think was the first brilliant move, is I married a teacher. And she has infinite patience. And so, you know, I came from this family that would get angry and be critical, and she came from this family that just loved her to death. And so between the two of us, we came up with a happy medium is really the answer. It's like we didn't have a plan, but we both knew we wanted to be parents. And, you know, we became parents sooner than we thought we were going to be parents. And if you'd asked us then if we thought we'd ever have 4 kids, we would have, like, looked at you and said, oh, no, you have to be crazy to have 4 kids. So, it, you know, life evolves in the way that it evolves. And in our case, you know, we're ecstatic that we have 4 children. There are 15 years between our oldest and our youngest. So by the time our oldest was, you know, our oldest is now 33. So he's got a 19-year-old sister. And, you know, basically when she was born, he was almost leaving the house to go to college, but he was driving and, you know, he was very helpful. So we, you know, sort of co-opted all of our kids into the process of helping raise each other.
I love that. What do you think is the biggest problem that's facing parents today? I mean, you know, that you talk about, like in your book, raising children, that's the title, is so powerful, that other people like to be around. What is the trick to that?
I think that, you know, I think that for whatever reason, people have made being a parent something that's complicated. And I don't think it should be as complicated as the world makes it, you know, with regard to whether you give them sugar and whether you have to worry about the radiation coming from your... You know, all of those different things that people worry about, and whether you're being judged as a parent and whether your children are going to like you or not. And, you know, none of that is important. Because the bottom line is that you've got to teach them how to navigate the world. You have to have confidence that you know how to do that. And I think that that keeps it very simple. So from our point of view, what we tried to do was decide what were our values going to be. And ultimately, what we decided our values would be were sort of the pretty classic, you know, we want our kids to tell the truth. We want them to respect other people. We want them to take responsibility for their actions, and we want them to be grateful for the life that they have. And as parents, I think you have to model those behaviors. You know, you have to be truthful, and you have to show them how to listen to other people. And what happens in the world, you know, you ask me about why I think that doesn't happen so much, is I think people get hung up, they become selfish, they don't understand that, you know, putting away the cart at the market or throwing your cigarette on the ground or being a litter bug, that just is teaching your child to do those things. You know, that instead, put away the cart. You know, instead, pick up a piece of litter when nobody's looking and put it in the trash. Or say to your kid, hey, pick up that thing and put it in the trash because, you know, it's a mess. And then they get a sense that they live in a society and that they live in a world. And, you know, I think people have become isolated. They spend a lot of time on their phones. They're just not, you know, being as engaged as they used to be, even though there's more communication available. So if it was that, I think it's just a lack of attention to what I consider core values.
Yeah. Boy, I still agree with
it. Yeah, sorry. And ultimately, confidence. I think a lot of parents lack confidence, that they think they don't know how to do the job, that somehow it's been made to sound so complicated that people doubt their common sense, their ability to go, no, I'm not going to let my kid tell me what time they should go to bed. This kid's 6 years old. I know when it's time for you to go to bed. I'm like 25, so or, you know, 30, so go to bed. It's what I think should happen. And by the way, that makes your life much easier.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we have a couple of minutes left, but what did you make of this military dad who was arrested for making his son carry a piece of heavy stone?
You know, I think that there was a problem in that family long before he got into having to do that, and that if you're trying, you know, if you're trying to use military discipline on your children, and you do use it to that level of extreme, I think that you've missed the point. You know, in other words, that hadn't worked in the past, and instead of saying, okay, let's try and figure out the problem here, instead of just going at it the old-fashioned inflict pain way, you know, let's look at, examine this. So I think that the fact that the judge told him he should seek therapy, you know, with the kid was a very good choice. But I think doubling down on your anger isn't a positive way to move things forward. I think you have to step back and you have to say, what is this behavior about? And maybe this kid's got something to say. Because the kid proved to be a pretty tough kid, the fact that he was out there trying to fulfill that request from his parent. He was so stubborn, he wasn't going to let the guy boss him around.
Well, right.
There's a positive in that. But now you guys need to come to a way to communicate with each other that's a little bit more effective than you just being a mean dad, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So Father's Day, all the kids come back for Father's Day?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We've got them in town. You know, the L.A. Kings are in the Stanley Cup Finals, and my kids are crazy Kings fans. So I don't know where you fall on what side of that, but
Kings all the way. I picked the Kings before the series even started, and I was so excited about that overtime win. I can't wait to watch the next game on Saturday. Are you kidding?
Same here. You know, and this is a ritual I go with my kids. We watch the Kings. That's our thing we do together. So Father's Day I'm looking forward to almost as much as I am the next Kings game.
I love it. Richard Greenberg, what a delight. Good luck with the book. If somebody wants to get it, they can get it at Amazon, right?
Correct. Or they can go to my website, which is commonsensedad.com. And I post a lot of little funny stuff on Common Sense Dad. Usually it's just advice for parents, pretty straightforward stuff.
All right. I love it. Happy Father's Day and go Kings.
Thanks, Kate. Ditto. Take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah, how about that? Interesting. So he had some common sense. He is a common sense dad. Did you hear what he had to say? It's nutty, some of the things that are happening these days, huh? All right, coming back on the flip side, we got the mailbag.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are like it.
Lots of people with lots of opinions on things that are happening near and far. So it's time that we turn our attention to the mailbag. Without further ado, let's head to the America Tonight mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, yes, indeed. This one from John, who says, Kate, you know what? I'm kind of tired of the whole Bergdahl thing. Let's let him come back and see where the chips fall. Let's hope that the five radical Islamic creeps don't do anything to hurt or ignite any of us. And maybe, maybe just maybe, Bergdahl, as I heard you say at one point, was a mixed up kid. So was he bipolar? Did he walk away? Was he just decided, I'm dropping my gun, I'm out of here? What was it? I really would like to know the whole true story of everything that happened from the time he was at his guard post to the time that he was in captivity those 5 years, to what happened afterwards. I think it would be, it's so important, more than would be, but I think it's so important to know that. Well, Chuck Hagel, the Secretary of Defense, is saying that. He's saying, you know, we got to wait and see. We have to let him come back, and then we can figured this out, because the automatic calling for his head on a platter, you know, you got to be able to cross your I's and dot your T's, certainly. I mean, we're a country of laws, right? And, you know, this was the problem. The problem was the 30-day, not waiting the 30 days, but Congress wouldn't have approved that. And I think that's what they knew. I think the White House certainly knew that, so that's why they made that move, because they didn't think that was going to happen. They would get the approval. Here's another one from Joe, who says, Kate, I've been listening to the show for a long time. Have to tell you that this whole thing with the VA is sickening. It's a big celebration this week of D-Day. It's time to honor veterans. For goodness sake, if we didn't have people who served and fought in the wars, where would we be here in these United States? And it's just a shame that all these things that are being investigated that happened at these VAs, what did or what didn't happen, had to actually be discussed. Wouldn't it be great if it were just a few minor problems? 18 confirmed deaths so far from those wait lists is what I read. I'm sure you have even more on that. Oh, this is just terrible. I'm glad at least it is being straightened out. Yeah, if you want to look for the silver lining is because the spotlight is shining on the Veterans Administration, all of them, that anything that's happening, you hope that it all comes out. It'd be naive to think that everything comes out, but the fact that at least in Arizona, they know 18 who died were among the group that were waiting. They were on the secret waiting list at the Phoenix Hospital. It's what they think. They believe that they were part of the 40. And it's not just Phoenix, folks. It's other places as well where they are looking into this. In Florida, they're talking about terrible conditions. In one of the VA facilities in St. Louis, a whistleblower talked about being bullied and actually punished after saying doctors weren't working as much as they should. So at least now, it's exposed. The nerve is exposed. Let's see how far we go with this, how far we can get it back to right. Let's put it that way. Here's one from Jake in Austin. He emails us all the time, Jake. And Jake says, Kate, I hope you're going to watch the Kentucky Derby. I mean, the Belmont. You can tell I'm not a huge horse racing fan, but do you think that this horse has it in him to win the third leg of the crown? Do you think it will happen? Well, if I had a crystal ball and I could tell you everything that happened, wouldn't that be great? My money is on California Chrome. A lot of people feel like horse racing enthusiasts, and some of the people who make their living talking about it seem to feel as though the horse will run out of gas and that it won't happen. I disagree. I think the horse will have enough kick, and coming out of the number two gate has a good chance. It's a longer distance, but I think Chrome wins it. And how cool is that? Because that's a little slice of history since it didn't happen since 78. With Affirmed, it would be a nice piece of history, a nice chunk of history. Let's put it that way. Okay, let's move on to something else. This one from the coach. And the coach says, hello, America, tonight. I had a couple of things, actually, that I wanted to email about. I was sort of saving them all up. But I guess the thing that I want to talk about the most is how sad it is. How sad it is that we have a situation happening in this country where you had lovely Santa Barbara shattered and innocent people killed by a guy who was upset because he never had been kissed by a girl, a kid that grew up with privilege. And then you have the situation at the private school in Seattle where somebody comes in with a knife and some guns and kills one young person, critically injures another, and injures another one too, but was taken down soon enough that he's in custody and didn't shoot any more people when he was reloading his shotgun. I can remember the days where you could just go to school, enjoy, and be worried about what party you were going to and how you were going to be able to get to your exams on time because you might be out too late. You know, those days are long gone. They are long gone, unfortunately. And you just can't be naive to it. I guess it's part of our culture. You have to look for exits, look around, know where your surroundings are. But certainly, how's someone going to know that? You're in a hall. You come out of the classroom. You're walking out of the front of the hall, and then you get shot to death. I mean, come on. How could anyone do anything there? They couldn't. At that particular moment, they were vulnerable, and it just so happened that they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Except for that, great for the students who took them down, pepper sprayed them, took them down the ground. That's awesome. Because he's in custody, too. So for once, somebody gets to answer for this. I think that's important. And a big factor in this school in Seattle, a huge factor in that. All right, here's another one. This one from Ann. Ann wants to talk about something completely different. Did you know, Kate, it is National Donut Day? You really can go into most donut shops and get a free donut. Are you a fan of the donut? If you were going to eat something that was bad for you, would you pick that or would you pick something else? You know, the problem with donuts is if you really crave them and you have a donut, it's probably tastes awesome if you get the right kind, I guess, like cream-filled or whatever. But how many calories is like empty calories? And you're starting that early in the morning. So when I was a kid, was I a fan of the donuts? Yes. Was an adult? No. I just try to avoid that kind of stuff if I can. Not always. Remember, I am from Philadelphia, the land of the cheesesteak. But the donuts aren't as tempting to me. If I was going to get a donut, though, it would be the Krispy Kreme original or something, the cream-filled donuts. We used to go to a place. I'm going on a rabbit trail here. Alert, alert. We used to go to a place at the Jersey Shore called Lattimore's Bakery, and it was awesome. I mean, it was like the freshest smelling donuts, the best donuts ever. And at least I guess we burned off some of the calories because we used to ride our bike up to the bakery and it was a ways away and then we would ride back. But they may be the best donuts I think I've ever had. So it is National Donut Day. You do get a free donut at Krispy Kreme. Dunkin' Donuts, if you buy a drink, you get a free donut. I have a feeling a lot of people will take advantage of that because it's probably people that are going in to get donuts anyway. Most likely. One last one. This one from Luce, who says, "Hey, Katie Kate, how's life treating you? Hopefully well. Boy, I don't know where to begin. Although I have done some checking on this 12-year-old girl that was stabbed 19 times. I think it's just so incredibly disgraceful, and hopefully this is not something that we're going to see more of in this country. At 12 years old, should you be worrying about surviving and healing from 19 stab wounds? I would have to say no." Yeah, that happened in Wisconsin. The friends were arrested. She was stabbed 19 times. And why? Because Slender Man told them to do it. Slender Man is a fictional character in internet meme, that appears in humor stories, videos, images, that kind of stuff. Ugh, it's nuts. It's nuts, I tell you. D-Day, what did General Eisenhower have to say? And what about Franklin Roosevelt? You'll hear a little snippet of that next.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. Pro Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Ready to see. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama and get your baby to see. And your baby.
Welcome back to the tail end of this hour of America Tonight. Wanted you to hear first what Franklin Roosevelt had to say on D-Day, then a little bit more of General Eisenhower, as it is D-Day, the 70th anniversary. Huge celebrations in Normandy and all over the place. Lots and lots of people. So first, let's hear President Franklin Roosevelt at the time.
Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity.
All right, so that was a very popular speech that Roosevelt gave. And then here's what Dwight Eisenhower had to say about D-Day.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the Great Crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
All right, liberty-loving people is what he referred to, not just Americans, everybody. And everybody that was now drawn into and suffering and had family members killed and had gone through a very long time period with one, a break in between, and then two. And a lot of people over the years have gone back to visit, but this one is really significant because as we mark time, when you hit the 50 and then the 60-year mark and then you hit the 70-year mark, think of that. You know, the Normandy landings, the Allied invasion of Normandy and what that ultimately meant. And there are some people that say, well, the significance, I mean, can you really... How do you put the significance into words? The Normandy landings were codenamed Operation Neptune, and this was the cooperation of the Allies. It happened on June 6, 1944. It started at 6:30 in the morning, and they used D-Day because it was the day of the actual landing, which was dependent on the final go-ahead. So they had two different phases, an airborne assault, landing of 24,000 British, U.S., and Canadian airborne troops after midnight, and then on the water, amphibious landing of the infantry and the armored divisions on the coast of France. And that's what I was saying, starting at 6:30 in the morning. And the surprise worked, and something people forget was partially because the weather was so bad. And their deception worked. What they had tricked Adolf Hitler that the landings would actually happen to the north. So there were decoy operations taking place simultaneously with the landings. Under the code names there, Operation Glimmer and Operation Taxable, to distract the German forces from the real landing areas. And what a massive success that was. And for all the suffering and all the things that had happened leading up to that, it's the sacrifice. It's such an amazing, amazing, amazing day. 160,000 in all Allied troops. 50 mile stretch of area that we're talking about where they actually went. 50 mile stretch of French coastline. Crazy. So, happy D-Day. And for those that served, and there are still some around. I mentioned this before, but we've talked to a couple different people involved in some way, and it takes them back, and many in their 90s now at this point, depending on when they served, and so many of them served very, very young, 18 years old, 18 to, 20, or somewhere in that neighborhood. A couple of things as we start to hit the tail end of this. I've had a couple of people ask me this. Yes, indeed, we do our cheap movie reviews on our Thursday into Friday show. Coming up this weekend, there's a big picture that a lot of people are talking about, The Fault Is in Our Stars and wide release. And then there are a few others, because this is the time of year, I've mentioned this before, when Hollywood they try to make their money. Because kids are out of school, more people are going to movies, or maybe they take that vacation they haven't taken. So this is the time when they, this is the time when they do that. This is the time when the movies are really, really pumped up, and the bigger releases come out, and whatnot. And so that's why we do the cheap movie review. This is how it works, and this is why I'm bringing it up. If somebody goes and sees a movie and they want to tell us why we should go and see that movie or not see the movie, give us a little cheap movie review. They can call the show. You can call the show at 855-266-5283, or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. That's all it takes, and If you give us the review, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Level the Playing Field. And some of you might have heard this because I've also gotten a few emails about it, too, on the lighter side. The lottery is way up again. Somebody was asking me what the lottery is, and I guess it's almost over $200 million, the Powerball lottery. Whenever it gets to a certain amount, it always gets pushed into those numbers anyway. And somebody asked when the drawing was, as though I am the lottery expert, but it happens on Saturday for that. So be honest, if you won $200 million, $100 million even, would you ever work again? Or would you go out and visit places like Normandy? Go see the beaches, go to France, go, you know, wherever. I think people always say that they would stay and they would work, but how do you do that when it's a crazy amount of money? I think you don't. You think you're going to do it, but you don't. And sadly, here at the end, the saga of Casey Kasem. Casey Kasem is in critical condition, I guess, hospitalized. The feud between the wife and the daughter continue. It's just a bitter family dispute, bizarre, over this radio icon. Before paramedics wheeled Kasem to an ambulance, his wife Jean threw a hunk of meat at one of his daughters who had come to accompany the father to the hospital. And it's one of the latest bizarre twists in that feud between Carrie Kasem and Jean Kasem, which has been, has really carried on for now a while. Casey Kasem has lewd body disease, the most common type of progressive dementia after Alzheimer's. He's in stable condition at a medical place in Washington, and stable but critical, so not good for whatever that means. And his health has certainly worsened. So this battle led to this whole court thing, and you know, it's not completely over yet at this point, but in the meantime, Casey Kasem is not doing well. I mean, it's looking in that this is the end for Casey Kasem. I mean, how sad, and they're embroiled in all this anger and hatred, and it's probably a will thing, who knows. And I'm sure it'll continue after that. I think of Casey Kasem, and I can remember driving down the road on a weekend and hearing his top 40. And he always had great nuggets of information, didn't he, and all the stuff that he did. All right, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.